NBC Radio, news on the hour. Chevrolet spotlights the news. Chevrolet, with four entirely different kinds of cars for 63, brings you Bryson Rash, NBC News.
The news in brief, an official of the Interior Ministry of the Argentine government said tonight a plan to overthrow the regime had been thwarted by the arrest of four high-ranking army officers. In the Middle East, the president of the revolutionary government of Yemen tonight predicted a showdown battle soon with Saudi Arabia for control of the Arabian Peninsula. The border war between Red China and India is quiet tonight under a ceasefire proclaimed by the communists and observed by the Indians. However, Prime Minister Nehru today again called upon his people to be prepared for a long, drawn-out war with China. U.S. Navy Secretary Fred Korth tonight said that American wives and children may be returned to the Guantanamo naval base by Christmas. They were pulled out just before the now-eased Cuban crisis broke. At the United Nations, the Soviets and the United States are reportedly discussing a 14-point joint declaration to wind up the issue on Cuba. However, some points are reportedly unacceptable to Washington. As of this hour, 173 Americans died in Thanksgiving holiday weekend accidents, 153 of them on the highways and streets of the nation. More news in a moment, after this message from Chevrolet.
I'm looking for a good used car.
There's a lot to look for, a lot to see.
Oh?
A lot of value and variety at your Chevrolet dealers. Okay, but... Extra value marks the spot. There's a lot to see. That's really fine. Look for the okay used car sign.
Big cars, little cars, compacts, late model Chevys and trucks. Your Chevrolet dealer has them on his OK used car lot. He takes in a wide selection of used cars, so he always has a lot of values to choose from. That's why when you're looking for a second car or just transportation, the big OK sign is your guide to the best buys around. For the right car or truck at the right price, and the right man to help you get exactly what you want, look for the OK sign at your Chevrolet dealers.
Well, thank you.
There's a lot to see. That's really fine.
Once again, Bryson Rash.
The Congress of Racial Equality today conducted a demonstration against segregation in cafeterias and a theater in Greensboro, North Carolina, for a report Bob Estes, station WSJS in Winston-Salem.
More than 60 anti-segregation demonstrators were arrested in Greensboro today at two cafeterias and a movie theater. Most of them were Negroes who are students and faculty members at North Carolina A&T and Bennett College in Greensboro. Many had participated in similar demonstrations last Saturday. Among those arrested was Moon Ng, a Chinese student and field representative for the Congress of Racial Equality, who was charged with aiding and abetting and conspiring and counseling demonstrators. The charge was a departure from the normal one of trespass, but the reason for it is not clear. Three Negro high school bands have been withdrawn from the lineup of the Greensboro Holiday Festival parade set for tomorrow. The principal said they feared it might be dangerous for their students to be out on the streets while the ceilings were running high. This is Bob Estes in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
President Kennedy had a relaxing Thanksgiving with his family at Hyannisport, but there was, as usual, work to be done. He returned Robert M. Morgenthau to the U.S. District Attorney's job he gave up to run unsuccessfully for the governor of New York, and he also fully and unconditionally pardoned former President Truman's one-time appointment secretary, Matthew J. Connolly. Bryson Rash, NBC News, Washington.
Whoops, the timer. The roast beef should be done. Doesn't that look good? Ought to taste good, too, thanks to accent. I think I'll cut off a little sliver. Ouch, that's hot.
To bring out all the superb flavor of a standing rib or rolled roast, use a half teaspoon of accent per pound. Get the red package of accent for a wonderful world of flavor through seasoning.
This has been NBC Radio, news on the hour. Listen again on the hour for the next NBC Radio News. Hear the World News Roundup tomorrow morning on this NBC radio station.